Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Sunday night was the Screen Actors Guild. Joaquin Phoenix took home Best Actor for Joker. Renee Zellweger took home Best Female Actor for Judy as Judy Judy as
Take
Judy
it from
Garland.
The top. There,
Judy as Julie Judy Garland. Forget it.
It's Renee Zellweger.
Judy Garland Judy showed up
Garland. In Judy Garland.
She
yes.
came back from the dead.
I subscribe that we should start calling that movie Judely.
Right. Brad Pitt took home Best Supporting Role for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And
I can't believe he's winning so much for that movie.
Jennifer Aniston took home an Outstanding Performance for a Female Actor in a Drama Series for the show The Morning Show. Now, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, obviously married 100 years ago, divorced. But what is melting the internet is the fact that they were caught not only on the red carpet when they met in an embrace, a touch, but backstage right after Jennifer Aniston had won her Screen Actors Guild Award for The Morning Show. Brad Pitt stopped what he was doing. Paid attention very intently to her speech.
Because there was a big TV monitor backstage.
Gave a little chuckle when she came out and she was acting all cute. That she didn't think she was going to win and she won. And he just goes, huh.
Somebody said, told her that when he was watching her acceptance speech, he got emotional.
I didn't see that.
Well, you couldn't see it.
There's two different angles. There's one where you can see his face.
Now, it's been 15 years since their marriage ended, and she remarried and has since been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
He's been married, it feels like, a million times.
Just like well,
once. But it's only been once.
Yeah.
Feels like a million.
Okay.
Is this the beginning of us seeing Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston back together?
I think that the internet hopes so. And I also hope so. Here's the vibe I'm getting, though. I'm getting a he wants to get back together with her vibe and maybe not the other way around.
Why do you say that?
It seems like the way he looks at her is adoringly. And I don't feel like she looks at him the same way. And when people told her, like, he was watching her acceptance speech backstage, her reaction wasn't like, oh, wow, I love that. It was just like, aw. Like
friend zone.
Yeah.
I think maybe because she feels like you made a mistake, Brad.
Well, he did. He cheated on her.
I don't know if he did. A, we don't know if he cheated on her.
We do know
that. We don't know that.
I think we do.
It was a movie role. He's acting. What are you talking about? What is she talking about?
I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Well, that's when they started hooking up, him and Angelina.
It's a movie! They're supposed to hook up!
Okay, not when they were filming the movie.
We don't know that that happened.
Okay.
We don't know that that happened!
It is, Brad Pitt was accused of cheating.
Right.
I think that's all we know.
You weren't in the room, but the bottom line is this. At the time, I was very much Team Angie.
Okay, tell us why.
Well, one, she just seems... She, especially back then, when was this? 2000, 2004. She seemed like a much better person than Jennifer Aniston in 2004.
Oh, because she was very philanthropic.
She was very philanthropic.
Yeah.
She was done with her weird Billy Bob Thornton and dating her brother phase. Mm-hmm. She had grown out of that.
Forgot about that.
And then she was like, she was very into charity and doing work in Africa and stuff like that. And he was like kind of smitten by that as a human being should be. And then there's Jennifer Aniston, who didn't really have, outside of Friends, what is there to say about Jennifer Aniston? Like, especially in 2004. Like, she was just an okay actress, on a sitcom. Like, she was in a movie, like, here and there, but none of their movies were any good or important. So I was very much Team Angie. But then Team Angie seemed to be putting Brad through the ringer. Made him have 5,000 kids.
Right.
Okay? And he didn't want that. He thought he did, but then he didn't really want that.
Okay.
Because no one does. Okay?
Okay.
And I think now he's kind of like the guy that shows up at the high school reunion and sees his ex-girlfriend at the high school reunion.
Okay.
And he is still smitten-y with her. And she kind of is like, I mean, I'm very happy now.
Right.
And you made a mistake, and I love you, and you're the way
right.
you are.
Yeah.
You know? But the bottom line is they absolutely hooked up that night.
Now, why do you say that?
Rain.
I totally agree.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. You think the night of the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
I'm not saying they're getting back together.
Brad and Jennifer hooked up.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah.
Why?
You can tell. They were hand touchy.
Lots of hand touchy. Lots of flirty. Yep. Flirty eyes.
Yep. And why not?
Why would he stop everything he was doing backstage to watch the acceptance speech when he could have been schmoozing, mm-hmm. maybe like just why, oh, I'll just get the recap later on E, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean, they hooked up, you can tell just because you can, just in the same way you can tell when two people who are at the club are going to hook up later.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was very similar to that where you're just like, yeah, they're gonna.
Yeah,
I know they just met, but they're gonna.
Whose
do
house
something.
Do you think they went to?
They probably bought one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.